St. Joseph, Missouri is a town of about 75,000 people. However, this August, there are estimates that up to 500,000 people may jam the city within a couple of hours. How do you prepare for such a crowd? Some answers on this edition of the American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
You know a high-quality feed ration is critical to your herd's success. Well, it all starts with high-quality nutrition for your crop. Whether you're measuring performance in pounds on the hoof or gallons of milk in the tank, a forage crop with earlier emergence, a larger root mass, and higher feed quality will help increase the productivity of your herd. So if you're looking for innovative ways to see a return on investment, you need the research-proven results you can only get from AgroLiquid. Visit agroliquid.com for more information.
Beth Carmichael at the St. Joseph, Missouri Visitors Bureau receives a lot of calls about a variety of subjects, but this particular phone call seemed to be asking about something far in advance.
We had our first phone call about 4 years ago asking what St. Joseph was doing for the eclipse, and at the time, myself and our staff didn't know anything about any eclipses.
So it all began for Beth's office about 4 years ago, and it really hasn't stopped since. People asking about coming here to view the total eclipse of the sun on August 21st. So they ask around to find out how the Visitors Bureau should prepare.
Experts told us that we could expect anywhere between 50 and 500,000 people in St. Joseph over that weekend.
That's a big range, but still quite an influx of people that could at least double, if not increase the usual population sixfold. And while the 70-mile-wide eclipse path cuts across the entire nation, this has become a prime spot for viewing.
The eclipse will be happening at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so it'll be high in the sky, and it's the cloud probability. We have a very low cloud probability.
They get several calls a day about eclipse viewing in St. Joe, so they know a lot of people are coming, and some are coming from quite a distance.
An Orthodox Jewish group is planning on coming, and they're selling their tickets, and one of the kitchens in town is going to be changed over to Orthodox cooking.
That group will also hold a prayer service on the day of the eclipse. It's about much more than the moon blocking the view of the sun.
The eclipse, while it's a science and astronomy phenomenon, it's also a religious phenomenon.
Beth is excited to welcome visitors. They can learn more at stjomoeclipse.com or simply call the Visitors Bureau. It's the big show in the sky, coming August 21st. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.